A quick update. Heather Park, 6-1 last week. The only member of the show to pick the Bears.
Right? I should have went with my alma mater. Why didn't I pick MSU and I would have had all of them right?
I was the only
one. Bears?
Yeah.
A team that can't get 100 yards of offense and they won?
And they won.
The Bears will be featured this week. I was the only one to pick MSU. Greg and I are in second place. That means Tom and John are in last.
We did better, though.
Yeah. Improvement over week one. That's what someone looking for.
Greg, take it away.
All right. Friday night, Kansas State, a 7.5-point favorite, hosting Arizona in the Little Apple. Sorry, honey, can't go out tonight. Maybe next week. Cookies.
The date night special is Kansas State. They will be able to run the ball on an Arizona front that has been run on already this season. Bunch of new faces on their D-line.
John.
I'm going to take Arizona and Jed Fish. I think this is a game where Chris Klieman, I've got a lot of respect for him and what he's done at Kansas State. Like, who wins at Kansas State? But I just don't think this one gets to a touchdown.
Jed Fish, one problem. Coaches at Washington.
He's at Washington. Yes, yes. Well,
whoops.
I'll get the legacy of Jed Fish.
One
the
minor
recruits.
Detail.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Heather.
Already. Moron.
Well, Kansas State, Kansas, Dorothy, there's no place like home. They're playing at home. Going with Kansas State.
I like it, Heather. I have nothing witty to say about this game, Kansas State.
Well, it's Wildcat on Wildcat crime. I'm going to go with Kansas State here. They're the established program. Kansas State has an established football program. And Arizona never has. And Arizona blips up like once every 5-7 years and they go back away. Give me Kansas State. You're on Arizona Island.
Yeah, yeah. Without Jed Fish.
All along the water in the desert, you're done.
Well, they can't get to an island without a fish.
Oh.
Notre Dame travels to West Lafayette to take on Lucy Janssen's Purdue Boilermakers. Irish favored by 9.5. Let's go to Lucy's dad.
Yes, boiler up, hammer down. Let's go. Hey, I don't know if Riley Leonard is going to play. He's the quarterback at Notre Dame, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure I get my personnel right. Yeah.
Yes.
But he might not be. And this is somewhat of a rivalry game. It's not a great rivalry because it's very one-sided. But Purdue has had a couple in the last 15 years where they've stood up. And Notre Dame coming off with such a young team, I know they know they've got to put some on Purdue. I just don't think they can because it's in West Lafayette. So I think 9.5 is just too much.
I'd love to see a Purdue win just for Lucy. However, Purdue Pete is things that like nightmares are made of. He is a creepy mascot. I'm going with Notre Dame.
She's not wrong.
Good pick, Heather. I don't want to get excommunicated from the church, so I'll take Notre Dame. Gov.
You know, Notre Dame, two games, total score in both games combined, 37-29. They're up. Notre Dame's Iowa. Iowa ever cover 9.5?
No.
Give me Purdue.
Everybody's Iowa, Jim.
I'm going to take the Irish in this spot. I think off a loss, you get a great performance. I think their defense is going to make it tough for Purdue to score so they can cover the 9.5.
Colorado going to in-state rival Colorado State and giving 7.5 points. Heather.
Well, Deion Sanders reminds me of Sanders Hot Fudge, which is the best. However, they changed their formula, not the best anymore. I'm going with Colorado State.
Colorado is 95%.
This is what wins. This is what wins.
Colorado, 95% talk and 5% football. Colorado State.
I'm going Rams, too, here. Look, when Colorado wins games, they seem to win them close and in the end. Give me the Rams.
Deion Sanders is the ultimate helicopter parent. That program exists to promote his kids, not to develop football players and win football games. Give me the Colorado State Rams.
Let's go to Deion's teammate.
Yeah. When your quarterback comes out and throws their offensive line under the bus, doesn't create that family atmosphere, doesn't create a lot of motivation to continue to protect my quarterback. You're kind of out there. This is a bunch of individuals for Colorado. They've got more talent. But I think the tougher team is Colorado State. Give me the Rams.
Michigan licking their wounds after that thumping at the hands of Texas. Take a step down in competition this week versus Arkansas State, who visits the Big House. Wolverines favored by 22.5. James Earl Jones passed away this week. Michigan by a billion. Gov.
You know what? The last couple of years, I cannot pick Michigan games to save my life. Whatever I do with these picks, it goes the other way. So I made a decision today. I wasn't going to make a pick, and I was just going to go with what Greg says, because Greg's better than me.
You should have gone with what Heather
Michigan.
Said. Yeah. Well, we don't know what that is yet.
Jim.
Can Michigan score enough to cover 22.5? I think they go out and run it 50 times against one of the worst run defenses in college football. I think the Wolverines cover this spread. Give me Michigan.
Got to prove it. Until I see it, I got to see it to believe it. I'm going Arkansas State. I just don't know that they cover 22.5.
Wow, fire the alarm bells. Jim or John picking against Michigan again.
Heather. Back to back.
I'm with John picking against Michigan as well, Arkansas State.
I don't know if I like you or not like you right now.
To the NFL, Chiefs are a 5.5-point favorite at home against the Bengals, or as Jim put it in his prep, Chiefs -5.5 Chiefs.
Yes, I saw that too. Chiefs on Chiefs crime.
I'll take the Chiefs.
Game is, of course, being played at Gaha Field. Gov.
You know, I don't think the Bengals are that bad as they were last week, but I don't know if they can get better this quick against one of the best teams in the league. I think the Bengals, the one thing that's emerging here is that they're not going to have a run game this year, and it's going to kill them. They don't have an offensive line. T. Higgins might not play. I'm taking the Chiefs.
There's a lot of bad vibes in Cincinnati right now. No DJ Reader makes it hard to stop the run. Chiefs have had extra time to prepare. I know it's the devil's number. I'm going to take the Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs as well, and I think there's too much going on behind the scenes in Cincinnati with the Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Burrow. I don't know what's going on there, what to believe, what not to believe. What I do believe is they came out there 1-0. I know that's a trait that they have, but I don't think you get right going to Arrowhead, so I'll take the Chiefs.
I'm going with the Chiefs, too. This is like one of the last games before Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce break up, accordingly to remember the news. It was like the 28th. Yeah. So rooting for love, going for the Chiefs.
Love. A win saves the relationship.
Bengals played flat and awful against the Patriots last week and lost. I think they bounced back and they have the secret sauce.
Oh, is this the down up?
Play tough with the Chiefs. Bengals.
Down up three.
Texans host the Bears on Sunday Night Football. Houston is favored by 6.5 points in the home opener at NERG Stadium. Oh, that's NRG. Sorry. Cookies.
Did you see the Bears are wearing their orange uniforms?
Blah.
Time for them to turn into a pumpkin. If there's anything just or fair in this world, they should not have won week one. They should get their ass kicked in week two. Houston Texans.
Don't trust a jacked quarterback.
Yeah,
John.
It's in Houston. And okay. C.J. Stroud is greater than Will Levis. I think we can all agree on that by a large margin. He's not going to give the game to the Bears. And I don't think Caleb Williams finds a way to get right within 1 week of being, you know, his rookie start. I'll take the Texans. And you could probably double this line.
Heather.
Texans. Simple. Bears came through for me last week, but they look terrible, so. Texans.
Heather, going against
I am.
Simone Biles' husband.
I know.
For the Bears.
How could you?
No backhanded scrambling interceptions to bail out the Bears this week. I'll take the Texans, Gov.
Yeah, I'm going Texans, too. I think the Bears played every bit as bad as the Giants last week, but they somehow won the game.
Lions are 7.5-point favorites as they host the Bucks in an NFC divisional round rematch. John.
I think the Lions find a way to get home on Baker Mayfield. I think they find a way to the secondary continues to gel, play better. The offense, there's only one way to go for this. This is an elite offense. They didn't show it last week, and we're talking about what happened last year. But with the addition of J-Mo, I think Amon-Ra has a breakout game for this season. 13 yards, it's not going to get it done. I'm going Lions, and I'm going Lions heavy.
Okay, so I think the Lions are going to win, but I think it's going to be a very close game.
Oh, you're making enemies. You're making enemies.
Yeah.
Oh,
Stony-like
wow.
behavior. The Lions to win, but the Bucks to cover. NFL games ebb and flow. We saw that last week of the Rams. They are too hard to win for one good team to win by more than a touchdown against another good team. I am poisoning Jim's blue Kool-Aid and replacing it with Haterade. Give me the Bucks, Gov.
Yeah, I'm going Bucks here too. They're good. They're a good team. I think Baker is like a, you know, like you said, Diet Goff, where he's resurrected his career, and it's just so hard to cover that spread. They did beat him by 8 in the playoff game, but that game was a grind, man. And then I think this is just going to be too tight of a game. I respect Tampa. I thought Tampa would win the South this year. Most people didn't. They fell in love with Atlanta. Tampa's going to be right in this game right till the end.
They may win the South, but it's still a bad division.
Greg, I don't care what you did to that Kool-Aid. Give me that pitcher. I'm chugging that. Let's go. I think the Lions are in a great spot here for their offense to get in gear. It was not good in week one. Tampa without their best defender in the secondary. Goff had big days twice last year against these Buccaneers. He has a big day on Sunday. Bucs are one-dimensional offensively, and I think the Lions win by more than 8 points. Those are the picks. It's 97-1.